Today's episode is sponsored by D&D Adventure Club. What if you were the hero of the story? At dndadventureclub.com, your whole family can play Dungeons & Dragons together. No experience needed. They've already done all the work. Tons of characters to choose from, ready to play adventures with full maps and everything you need. Just show up and play. And these aren't boring adventures. We're talking the Clockwork Carnival, the Caverns of Chaos, the Trouble with Cheese. Yes, cheese. Go to dndadventureclub.com/kidstories. That's dndadventureclub.com/kidstories. And use code KIDSTORIES10 for a discount. Seriously, go right now while you're thinking about it. Your next adventure is waiting. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Archer and Brecken live in Canada where they make gloop soldiers out of Play-Doh, and I know I've seen them and they're awesome. Archer and Brecken, if you two were in the stories, you would be claymation wizards. And you could make anything out of clay and bring it to life so you'd be able to create helpers and an army of warriors out of clay and magic. Thanks for listening, Archer and Brecken. Today's episode is the first in a new Magic Fix series. This is Ember's Flame, Part 1. The morning sun streamed through the dusty windows of Magic Fix as Nora worked on what had to be the most stubborn heating crystal she had ever encountered. The red gemstone sat on her workbench completely cold, despite three different repair attempts. "Come on," she muttered, adjusting the copper wire coils around its base for the fourth time. "Mrs. Henderson needs this back today, and I am not telling her it can't be fixed." At the forge, across the workshop, Ember stretched and yawned, a small puff of smoke escaping his nostrils. The little red dragon had been napping there since dawn, his favorite spot in the entire shop.
"Having trouble?" he asked.
"The crystal's power core's completely drained, I think," Nora explained, wiping sweat from her forehead. "But this charging mechanism won't engage it. It's like the magic pathways are blocked or something, I don't know." Pip looked up from her own workstation, where she was carefully measuring ingredients for a batch of cleaning potions.
"Want me to try a restoration elixir?"
"Maybe," Nora said. "Let me see if Ember can help first. Sometimes a little dragon fire can jumpstart these old crystals." Ember hopped down from the forge and padded over to examine the heating crystal.
"What do you need me to do?"
"Just a tiny flame," Nora said, positioning the crystal carefully. "Really gentle. We want to warm the core, but not melt the whole thing." Ember took a deep breath and opened his mouth. Instead of the usual controlled flame, a massive burst of fire erupted from his jaws, engulfing not just the heating crystal, but half of Nora's workbench.
"Ember!"
Nora yelped, jumping back as her tools scattered across the floor. The heating crystal glowed white hot for a moment and then cracked, straight down the middle, with a sound like breaking glass. Ember stared in horror at the destroyed crystal and the scorch marks covering the workbench.
I didn't mean to do that. I just wanted a little flame."
Finn hurried out from the back room.
"What happened?"
"Ember's fire went haywire," Nora said, surveying the damage.
The heating crystal was completely ruined, and several of her favorite tools were badly singed.
"I'm sorry,"
Ember said, his scales bristling.
"I don't know what happened. It felt normal, but then..."
"Hey, it's okay,"
Pip said gently, kneeling down to the dragon's level.
"Accidents happen. We can fix this."
But even as she spoke, Ember's distress seemed to be affecting his fire control. Small flames danced uncontrollably along his scales, and when he tried to speak again, another burst of fire shot out, this one even larger than the first. The workshop filled with smoke as the uncontrolled flame scorched a nearby shelf, sending glass bottles crashing to the floor.
Ember, stop! Finn called out, but the little dragon couldn't seem to help himself.
I can't control it!
Ember cried, and another spout of flame shot from his mouth. This time, though, he turned his head toward the forge and the fire already burning inside. The flames on Ember's scales died down, but he was shaking, scared, and confused.
Something's really wrong, Ember whispered. This has never happened before.
Finn's mild magical ability to read magic damage usually only worked on inanimate objects. He had never tried it on living things. But he stood next to Ember, held his hands out, and they glowed a gentle blue. I can't tell what's wrong, but something sure is. Maybe you're sick.
Sick?
Pip asked, worried. Before Finn could answer, the shop's front door chimed, and Master Cordelia stepped inside. The elderly herbalist took one look at the scorched workshop and Ember's distressed state and immediately knew something was wrong.
Oh, my, she said quietly. What's all this? How long has this been going on?
Just this morning, Nora said. He was fine yesterday.
Master Cordelia approached Ember slowly, her experienced gaze taking in every detail of his condition.
Let me examine you, little one.
Ember nodded miserably, and Cordelia gently placed her hands near his head, not quite touching, but close enough to sense his magical aura. Her face grew grave.
I was afraid of this, she murmured. Dragon flame fever.
Dragon flame fever?
Dragon flame fever?
All three kids said at once.
It's a magical illness that affects dragons' fire-breathing abilities. Cordelia explained, still studying Ember carefully. The early stage causes uncontrolled flames like what we just saw, but it gets progressively worse. Worse how?
Ember asked nervously. Cordelia's expression was gentle but serious.
Eventually, your fire will either disappear completely or it will become so intense and uncontrollable that it becomes dangerous to everyone around you.
The workshop fell silent except for the gentle bubbling of Pip's unattended potions.
But there's a cure, right? Nora asked hopefully.
There is, Cordelia confirmed, but it's not easy to obtain. The cure requires an herb called heartfire root, and it only grows in one place, the Dragon Highlands.
Finn had heard of the Dragon Highlands.
That's wild dragon territory. No one goes there.
Exactly, Cordelia said. The wild dragons are protective of their homeland. They don't welcome visitors, especially human visitors.
Nora was already thinking practically. How long does Ember have before the fever gets really bad?
Dragon flame fever progresses quickly, Cordelia replied. In young dragons like Ember, the condition typically becomes critical within a week. After that...
She didn't need to finish the sentence. Ember's scales had lost some of their usual bright red color, and he looked smaller somehow, more fragile.
A week?
There has to be another way, Nora said firmly. Well, some other treatment, or maybe we could find the root somewhere else. Cordelia shook her head.
Heartfire root is very specific in its growing requirements. It needs the magical soil of the Dragon Highlands, the high altitude, and the presence of wild dragon magic. It simply won't grow anywhere else.
Can't we just buy some?
Pip asked.
How much gold do you have?
Cordelia asked. Everyone turned to Finn, who usually kept track of their finances.
Zero. We have zero gold, he said.
Ah, well, you're about 100 gold short, then, Cordelia said. It's terribly valuable.
So what do we do? Finn asked.
The three kids looked at each other, then at their ailing dragon friend, then at Master Cordelia. The choice seemed impossible. Either let Ember's condition worsen or journey into territory so dangerous that most people wouldn't even consider it.
We go, Nora said finally. We go to the Dragon Highlands.
Nora, no, Cordelia said quickly. You don't understand how dangerous...
Master Cordelia, Nora interrupted respectfully but firmly. Ember's our friend, our family. We're not going to just sit here and watch him get sicker.
Pip nodded in agreement.
We've handled dangerous situations before.
Well, the bandits at Shadowmere were one thing, Cordelia protested. Wild dragons are entirely different. They're ancient, powerful, and they have very good reasons not to trust humans. And Captain Thorn won't be there to help you.
Finn was studying a map he had pulled from the shop's reference books.
How far is it to the Dragon Highlands?
2 days hard riding, Cordelia admitted. Maybe three if you're careful and avoid the main roads.
Ember looked up at his three human friends.
You really want to do this? For me? Maybe I could go alone. Maybe the dragons will be nice to me because I'm kind of like them.
They won't be, said Cordelia. Those dragons are difficult and unforgiving. Unless you're one of their brood, they don't care what you look like.
We're doing it,
Pip said to Ember.
As if to emphasize the urgency of the situation, Ember suddenly hiccuped, and a tiny burst of black smoke shot out.
Sorry,
he said quickly.
See? Nora said to Cordelia. It's getting worse already. We have to try.
Master Cordelia was quiet for a long moment, studying each of their determined faces. Finally, she sighed.
If you're truly determined to do this, and I can see that you are, then you'll need to prepare properly.
You'll help us? Finn asked.
I'll do what I can, Cordelia said. But understand, the Dragon Highlands aren't just dangerous because of the wild dragons. The terrain itself is treacherous, the weather unpredictable, and there are other creatures that call those mountains home.
She walked over to examine Ember more closely.
Another challenge is that Heartfire Root is small and well hidden. It looks like ordinary mountain grass during the day, but the tiny flowers glow orange for just a few minutes at twilight, and it only grows deep in dragon nesting areas.
How much do we need?
Pip asked, already thinking about preparation and dosage.
A single root should be sufficient for a dragon of Ember's size, Cordelia replied. But I'd recommend gathering extra if possible. Dragonflame fever has been spreading among the magical creatures in this region. Other dragons might need treatment as well.
Nora was already moving toward the back room.
Right then. We need supplies, travel gear, and we need to close the shop.
Close the shop? Pip asked.
Well, we can't exactly take repair appointments while we're gone, Nora pointed out. This is more important.
I'll watch the shop while you're away, said Cordelia.
Finn was still studying the map.
If we leave at first light tomorrow, we can be there by evening of the second day. That gives us time to search for the route and get back before...
Before I get really sick,
Ember finished quietly. The next hour was a whirlwind of preparation. Master Cordelia went to her own shop and returned with emergency medical supplies, travel rations, and detailed maps of the region around Dragon Highlands. Nora packed her tool belt with extra gear and selected the most reliable items from their inventory, including the universal tracking compass, which she thought might be useful for locating the Heartfire route. Pip filled her satchel with every useful potion she had. Healing elixirs, energy restoration draughts, smoke bombs for emergencies. Nora checked her crossbow and packed extra bolts for it. Finn packed his adventure bag with everything he thought he might need. Hours later, they were all prepped and ready to go.
Now you should get some rest, Cordelia advised. Tomorrow will be a long day, and you'll need all your energy.
But rest proved difficult. Ember's condition continued to worsen throughout the evening. His flame control became even more erratic, and eventually waned completely. He wasn't able to produce any flames, no matter how hard he tried.
It's getting worse faster than I expected, Cordelia admitted quietly to the three kids while Ember dozed fitfully by the forge. You may have less time than we originally thought.
Then we leave just before sunrise, Nora said decisively. No delays. Just before dawn, Nora was awakened by an orange glow coming from the forge area. She sat up quickly, fearing another fire incident. But what she saw made her heart sink. Ember was standing in front of the forge, trying desperately to breathe fire into it. But instead of his usual controlled flame, only tiny wisps of smoke floated up. The little dragon looked weak standing there, and he soon gave up.
"I can't do it,"
he whispered when he noticed Nora watching.
"I can't even make one proper flame anymore."
As the first hints of dawn appeared on the horizon, four unlikely travelers left Wolfwater on what might be the most dangerous journey of their lives. The Dragon Highlands awaited, shrouded in morning mist and ancient mysteries. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and things to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios. Today's episode is sponsored by KidsPod. I have some exciting news. I'm writing a brand new podcast series called Fight Fighters, and it's going to be exclusive to the KidsPod app. That means you can only find these new adventure stories there. If your kids enjoy the Kids Stories podcast, they're going to love Fight Fighters. Plus, the app gives them access to over 700 kid-safe podcasts and audiobooks. Tons of great audio they can explore independently. So visit kidspod.app/kidstories and check out the new Fight Fighters series.